Welcome to Sermons from Silver Moon with Pastor Phil Barber of the Silver Moon Full Gospel Church. The Silver Moon Full Gospel Church is committed to preaching the Word of God and invites you to join them for Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night service at 6:30. Now, here's Pastor Phil Barber with today's message.
Part two of this message.
The title of the message is, What is God Doing in My Life? Psalm 105, verses 16 through 20. And it's following the theme we've been on, God's turnaround. David, we told you he was chosen, anointed by the Spirit. You know what he did? After that, he went back to herding sheep. And then he became an Uber, DoorDash guy. Son, I want you to take the lunch here to your brothers. Take some food to them. So DoorDash shows up. What's going on? Well, there's this giant down there challenging us. And from being a DoorDash guy, he became a giant killer. Why? Because he was chosen, because he was anointed. And all of you may not realize this, but if God is your Lord and Savior, if the Holy Spirit has sealed you under the day of redemption, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are a giant killer. You can be one who can stomp the devil just like Jesus stomped the devil. That's why you get up every morning and say, I'm chosen, and because I'm chosen, things will be different for me. You say, I'm a giant killer. Go ahead and say that. Well, some of you are. You sound like you're kind of getting it. Now, you need to get this. But before you can bring about the plan, before you can enjoy the fruits of real victory, not just once in a while, you have to become the person that God wants you to be. You are chosen to bring about God's plan. So God chose Joseph, and to stay illiterate, which here was point number two originally. God tests Joseph's character, but we could change it if you're keeping points. God challenges Joseph's character. God chose Joseph, but notice what happened to him after he was chosen. 13 years of trial and tribulation. The calendar, the clock, watch the clock, and time can be your enemy if you focus on that instead of God's purpose and plan on your life. Verse 19 says, slide 12, Miss Lisa, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. In a grand display of his love, Jacob gives Joseph this coat of many colors. And that is so human. You think, well, man, I've arrived. I've made it. Behold, he didn't realize the coat of many colors and the dreams were the first step to the valley of the shadow of death. His brothers became envious and they began to hate him because he had this coat of many colors. And behind his back and behind their daddy's back, they would say, oh, here comes the dreamer. Here comes the boy with the coat. Here's the special one. And their jealousy caused them to plot to the point of killing him. They came that close to killing him. He came that close to dying. But someone would say, hey, let's make a little money. And they sold him into slavery. And he would wear fetters on his feet and a collar around his neck, and he, the one who was chosen, given dreams, was taken as a slave into Egypt. And there, He would endure the harsh treatment of his slave masters. There he would be separated from his father, from his family, from the land that God had given Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He no doubt had dreamed of ruling alongside his father. They knew that he'd been chosen to rule over the family and lead them to fulfill the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But instead of being in the land of Canaan, he was in Egypt as a slave. You would think that's hard enough. You would think, I can't bear anymore. And guess what? There was more. Potiphar's wife tempts him. He refuses her advances and she accuses him of rape. And he is thrown into prison. How much more can a man bear? But one day, there's two guys from the court of Pharaoh's temple, palace, and he interprets their dreams, and he says, remember me if you get out. And they get out, and his hopes are built up. Have you ever had your hopes built up and then crushed? You almost get to the point where you say, don't get your hopes up. You get your hopes up, someone's going to kick you in the face real quick. And guess what? His hopes were crushed. And he was forgotten. For 2 more years. Forgotten. But let me say this. And here's going to be the difference for some of us. Joseph's faith in God was still unshakable. I know what I'm saying to you sounds difficult and hard, and it is. But he is being tested. So when you ask the question, what is God doing in my life? I'm going to give you just the first part of the answer. But this is it. He's testing my character. Now I know there's 100,000 churches you can go to is going to tell you, they're not going to take you down this valley. They're going to just tell you God wants to bless you. And you'll live off the breadcrumbs that fall off the table. Because God is gracious and he's merciful. But many of us never really enjoy the fullness that God has for us because we refuse to be tested, refuse to be tried. We just quit. We give up. Is there a slide 13? Let me see that. Then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar. That's the test, one of them. The third thing I want to say, and I would stay a little, I would use channel, but I hate the word channel. It's got some religious implications I don't like. But God does all this. Why? Why? First of all, to demonstrate his presence and his power through your life to the world. You are being used to be a light to the world. You're being used. Your purpose, your plan, first and foremost, is to glorify God Almighty. You're to be the guy that's lit up there. Not the other guys. That guy. And his goal is to demonstrate his unsurpassed greatness and glory through every aspect of our lives. He's working in our hearts and our minds, shaping and molding us into the image and likeness of himself for this very purpose. We were created in the very beginning in his image and likeness for this purpose. That's why we were created. But Satan's sin, flesh in the world, gets in the way and hinders God's presence being displayed to the world. But thank God the Holy Spirit works in our lives. Hopefully he's speaking to you. Because the Holy Spirit wants to transform your life so you'll be more Christ-like today than you were yesterday. So you got to give up your negative behaviors. Backbiting, gossip. Give up your doubt. Give up your fears. And ask God to work through your life. We want God to bless us and change our circumstances. And there's nothing wrong with that. God wants to bless you. And God wants to change your circumstances. But get this. First of all, God wants to change your character. Joseph is spending 13 years in this process to become the man that God wants him to be. We're baking a cake. You need all those ingredients. Depends on, I don't know what cake this is for buttermilk, but you need that for this type of cake. But if I brought a sack of flour this morning and said, I'm going to give you some cake. How many of you are going to line up and eat flour? How many want a raw egg today? How many want to eat some bacon powder? Here, I got a little salt for you. It takes all these things, ingredients, put together to make a cake. And God is working in your life to make you a cake. Not just sugar, not just flour, not just vanilla, not just eggs, not just butter. I almost brought a cute stick of butter. I was just going to see who would bite it and say, who wants a... Listen. God is baking a cake. He's making you to be the man or woman you ought to be in Christ. Why did all this happen? And I know I got to hurry. So the dreams could be fulfilled. He didn't do it so Joseph could keep his coat of many colors. He did it so the dreams could be fulfilled. Slide 16. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Suddenly. Say suddenly with me. Suddenly. Say it. Suddenly. In one day. One day out of the blue. He's sitting in that jail cell like every other day. Then Pharaoh sent for him. That's what I'm saying. Your today is not going to look like your unknown tomorrow. The one that God has for you, if you will be faithful. It's a spectacular turnaround. And they bring Joseph into Pharaoh's presence, and he interprets that dream for Pharaoh. And here's what Pharaoh says. This proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this? Now listen, in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has shown you all this, what did I say? God did this so he might display his power and his glory to the world, to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh's court. What is God doing? He's testing your character so that you might become a light to the world. So that God might glorify himself through you. 13 years before this, this could have never happened. As a Hebrew teenager, he was a sheep herder, and all he could speak was Hebrew. He couldn't speak a word of Egyptian. And guess what? He would have never been allowed in Pharaoh's court as a sheep herder, despised by the Egyptians, and a Hebrew speaker. So he's brought into Potiphar's home, that opulent household. And he learns the Egyptian culture and the Egyptian tongue. If he had succumbed to temptation, to Potiphar's wife, who knows where he'd gone. But you know what? I know Christians who would say, I guess they're Christians. Well, I've done enough. I've suffered enough. I've hurt enough. I'm just going to give in. Couldn't Joseph have done that? Some of us, well, Joseph, you've gone through enough. You've hurt enough. My goodness, Joseph. Your brothers almost killed you. Then they sold you. And then these guys who bought you, they put a collar around your neck and chains around your feet. And then they put you on the slave block and they sold you. And then you went into Potter and they loved. You've suffered enough. Just take it and enjoy the present. Feed the flesh. Feed your pity. Feel sorry for yourself. But guess what? If he hadn't said no to Potiphar's wife, he had never gone to prison. And he wasn't in prison. There had been no one to interpret the dream. Nobody. And his family would have died in Cana, and all the world would have died. Because there wasn't a man to stand in the gap. And God said, one of the saddest verses in the Bible is, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, and I found no one. If you're chosen, you'll be tested. I'm telling you right now. If you're chosen, you'll be tested. But if you pass the test, God will glorify himself through you. But you'll be blessed. Joseph lost his coat of many colors. But that day in Pharaoh's court, Pharaoh said, get my signet ring and give it to this boy. Suddenly, in one day, he's in prison. And in a moment, he's in Pharaoh's court and a ring is being put on his finger. And then he is given a beautiful robe of royalty. And then a gold chain is put around his neck. If he had stayed in Cana, the best he had had was worn out sandals from walking around herding sheep. Pharaoh said, get him a chariot. Get him that BMW and bring it up here and let him get in it. That's his. And God blessed him. Far beyond he could have ever imagined. God blessed him. So you think, oh, it's just for God's glory. That's not motivation. Should motivate all of us. But I'm just telling you, God's thinking about you too. God wants to bless you too. You pass this test, God will be glorified and you will be blessed. But we're not through. Let me get over. Slide 25, Lisa. Let's read this verse. Before the year of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph. Ethanah, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore them to him. Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget all my hardship and all my father's house. That's why on Sunday we sing praises. We don't sing, I never felt more like singing the blues, because who ever thought that I'd ever lose? We sing songs of praise. We sing songs of victory. We sing old hymns like Victory Head and Victory in Jesus. And it is mine, mine, mine. Blessed be His name. He'll make us forget all the suffering, all the hurts, and all the pains when He blesses us. Amen. The name of the second He called Ephraim. For God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. I forgot, and God's made me fruitful. God has blessed me. And that's what God will do. What's God doing in your life right now? He's testing your character. And it may seem unfair and unjust, and I would not argue with that from human thinking. But I know God has great things. And here's the best part. Because I told you 2 weeks ago when I started this, that these things happen, first of all, for God's glory. Third was to bless you. And the second was the church. Then one day, suddenly, 10 Hebrew boys show up needing some food. But God sent someone ahead. You know those other boys had all the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? But they weren't interested. They weren't. But you can bring salvation, listen to me, to your household if you'll be faithful to God Almighty. Your family need someone to be faithful to God through all the tests and through all the trials and all the temptations. Be there when they show up. You know, some of us can't even pass the test. The simple test of being faithful to God's house. We can't be past the test of being faithful to give in giving. I'll tell you one reason the other boys weren't chosen. They were thieves. You know who they stole from? Their father. If you can't pay your tithes, you're like those guys. And then what that means is you'll have to depend on other Christians to bless you like they had to depend on Joseph to bless them. Can't be faithful in prayer. Can't be faithful in Bible study. Can't be faithful at home. Can't be faithful at work. Can't be faithful at school. Can't be faithful private or public. And so we keep failing these tests. And I want to tell you something. Before this morning, I walked over my toes. I saw my shortcomings and my sins and my failures. I'm not trying to be hardy. I'm trying to say, I know what it is to fail. But I know that God, in His grace and goodness, will restore us. We won't have time, and it's not even in the sermon. But there is another boy in his family named Judah who God will restore and exalt because he repents. Amen. And he leads his family into Goshen. What I'm saying is God will let you start over today. Yes. But I want you to understand, you need to get this. Why is God putting you through this? To test your character so that He may glorify Himself and bless you beyond what you can imagine. And save your family. Your unknown tomorrow. I don't know what it's going to look like for you. But suddenly, you'll find yourself in a place you didn't think you would be. In front of a person you wouldn't be in front of. And you'll be blessed in ways you can't imagine. And God will give you favor that you never thought you could have. Because you're faithful through all the hardships. Where you're at, say, Lord, I'm chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And because I'm chosen, things will be different for me. Some of you might say, should be different for me, should have been different for me. But you will say, Lord, today, help me to be Joseph. But Joseph never blamed anybody. When he had the chance to blame his brothers, and they were standing there before him, he said, look, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Yes, yes. So we probably ought to add that in there. God means it for good. Amen. He didn't blame anyone. And he saw that God meant it for good. So as they sing, I want you to say, Lord, forgive me that I've fallen short. I've messed up. Let me start here. Right here. Because every one of I'm talking to who knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're chosen, okay? I don't want you to doubt that. Not at all. But many of us have not let the test finish. We've not finished the test. And I really want to make the test the subject. The test is not finished in our life like it should. When you say, Lord, forgive me and set me on that path again.
Thank you for listening to Sermons from Silver Moon with Pastor Phil Barber. To find out more about today's message, you may contact the Silver Moon Full Gospel Church at 417-472-3360. The Silver Moon Full Gospel Church is located on Highway 59 North between Neosho and Diamond, Missouri. Morning worship is at 10 a.m. with a Wednesday night service at 6:30 p.m. The Silver Moon Full Gospel Church, where the distance is worth the difference.
Are you a Christian who likes to read? If not, there's a whole world of Christian publishing out there that you're missing out on. I invite you to check out the Author's Corner podcast, where I talk to the latest Christian authors each week about their new book releases and what's coming next. So if you're ready to jumpstart your spiritual growth with the newest books and the authors who write them, check out the Author's Corner podcast with me, Roberta Foster.